the Christ. When I was in grad school, I had a professor by the name of Dr. Cleophas LaRue. Dr. LaRue was a member of the National Baptist Convention of America, the largest predominantly African-American denomination in the United States. At that time, he was an experienced pastor, an exceptional preacher and teacher, and an up-and-coming scholar studying the history and practice of preaching in the Black church. I had, and still have, a tremendous amount of respect for him. But there was one thing he routinely did that perplexed me. Whenever we would see each other, whether in the classroom or anywhere else on campus, he would always address me as Dr. Los, even though I had not yet earned that degree. Now, I knew he knew that. He was, after all, one of my professors. And I never had a sense that he was teasing me, let alone mocking me, yet he always addressed me as Doctor anyway. I said this habit perplexed me, but really it was more than that. It was disconcerting, confusing, even a little bit troubling. In today's story of Gabriel's announcement of the birth of Jesus, St. Luke tells us that Mary was perplexed when the angel greets her as favored one. But I suspect it was more than that, especially since Gabriel goes on to say, "Do not be afraid," and then repeats himself saying, "For you have found favor with God." Other translations of the same passage, in fact, describe Mary as confused, baffled, concerned, greatly troubled, even thoroughly shaken. But why? I mean, if Gabriel had come and said, "Woe unto you," or "Cursed be your offspring," or even, "So do you want the good news first or the bad news?" then I would understand. But Gabriel only offers good news. Greetings, favored one. What's so perplexing or troubling about that? Well, maybe Mary is simply terrified by the angel's presence. That, after all, was Zechariah's response in the story we heard last week, and it will be the shepherd's reaction in the story we hear on Christmas Eve, so it's a definite possibility. But I think it's more. I wonder if maybe Mary had a hard time believing Gabriel. That, too, is a regular feature of biblical stories. Whether it's Abraham and Sarah or Zechariah and Elizabeth, characters across the biblical narrative seem to have a very hard time believing that God has come amongst them to do something special, something miraculous. They have a hard time, that is, trusting that God wants to call them and treat them as favored. And so maybe Mary wondered what was so special about her. She was, on the whole, incredibly ordinary, a young girl, probably poor, with little to no education, engaged but not yet married, nearly identical to 1,000 other girls just like her in the region. So how could she possibly have earned God's favor? It was perplexing, confusing, even troubling. One day, after Dr. LaRue had again addressed me as Dr. Los, I couldn't stand it anymore, and so had to ask. "Dr. LaRue, I have not yet earned my degree, and on some days I wonder if I ever will, so why do you keep calling me doctor?" He paused for just a moment as the briefest trace of a smile danced across his face, and then said in a voice grown suddenly serious, "In the Black church, Dr. Los, we do not call you what you are, but rather what we believe you will become." Sometimes I think one of the hardest things to believe in the Bible is not the miracles, not the resurrection, not the stories about God getting involved in people's lives. Sometimes I think the hardest thing to believe is the promise that God loves us just as we are, that God accepts us as we are, that we don't have to do anything to earn God's grace and favor but have been given it already. One of the hardest things to believe in the Bible, that is that we, like Mary, are favored. Ordinary, yet God calls us extraordinary. Average in so many ways, yet God calls us special. Pretty run-of-the-mill when you think about it, no different than literally millions of others, yet God regards us as precious and beloved and incredibly important. Now, knowing ourselves as we do, being intimately familiar with every shortcoming, every failure, every time we've let others or ourselves down, That can be just plain hard to believe. So in case you, like Mary, have a hard time believing this good news, let me just for a moment play the role of Gabriel in order to say this. Greetings, favored ones. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. Whatever your fears, whatever you wonder, whatever doubts you may have, regrets you harbor or grudges you hold, whatever mistakes you've made, yet you have found favor with the Lord. And because I know just how hard this can be to believe, I will do just one more thing and invite you now to the Lord's Supper. For in this holy meal, God offers us the visible words of Christ's own body and blood, given and shed for us that we might know and believe just how favored we are. More than 1,500 years ago, St. Augustine offered an invitation to this meal with words as important to hear in the 21st century as they were in the 5th. Come to this meal and receive who you are. And then go out to become what you have been called. For in this church, we also trust Christ's promise. And so do not call you what you are, but rather call you what we believe and what God has promised you will become. So come, favored ones, come.